Today on Japan Real Estate and Business News, Toyota's Woven City, Tokyo apartments reach record highs, and is the honeymoon with Japan's status symbol office towers over? I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. Shizuoka Prefecture is about to become the home to Toyota's Woven City. This 70.8-hectare site will be built at the foot of Mount Fuji as a testing ground for new technologies, including robotics and artificial intelligence. Construction will start in March. About 360 people, including Toyota employees, will initially move there. It will be powered by electricity from fuel cells, which derive power from a hydrogen-oxygen reaction in addition to solar panels. Toyota describes the city as a living laboratory where it will test autonomous vehicles, personal mobility, robots, smart homes, and artificial intelligence in a real-world environment. Danish architect Bjarke Ingels, who, as a matter of interest, designed the second World Trade Center in New York City and Google's headquarters in California, is commissioned to plan the layout of the city. Toyota said the streets in Woven City will be designated for three types of usage: faster vehicles only, personal transporters and pedestrians, and a pedestrian-only promenade. The buildings will be mostly made of wood to minimize the carbon footprint, and the homes will use sensor-based AI to check the occupants' health. Prices of newly built apartments in the Tokyo area rose 1.7% last year, approaching the record highs seen during Japan's asset-inflated bubble era that ended in the early 1990s, according to Japan's Real Estate Economic Institute. Unlike people in other big cities such as New York, which saw an exodus to the suburbs during the coronavirus pandemic, Tokyo residents appeared more interested in moving to new developments in central locations to reduce their commuting times. Higher construction costs due to preparations for the Olympics and popularity of high-rise condominiums in formerly industrial waterfront areas helped drive the average apartment price up to 60.84 million yen, the highest since 1990 when it reached a record 61.23 million yen. The most expensive unit was a 690 million yen condominium in Daikanyama. The number of sales fell 12.8% from a year earlier to 27,228 units. However, down around 70% from 1990 levels. Real estate website Sumo said in a report that low interest rates and tax breaks helped sustain property demand amid the coronavirus outbreak. Japan's decades-long love affair with status symbol office towers is now fading as the pandemic upends work styles and puts a strain on company finances. In Tokyo, office vacancies have surged to a five-year high and may continue to climb as the government urges people to work remotely to curtail the latest wave of coronavirus cases. With thousands of its employees working from home, several companies have been selling their space. Dentsu is looking to sell its 48-floor headquarters for around 300 billion yen and lease back some of the space. A deal of that size would be the largest in Japan, eclipsing the 200 billion yen sale of Pacific Century Place Marunouchi in 2006, according to Jones Lang LaSalle Incorporated. Nippon Express could sell its 28-floor building for more than 100 billion yen, the Yomiuri newspaper said last week. There are encouraging signs as well. Foreign investors have been pouring money into Tokyo's commercial properties, even as they cut investments in cities like New York and Paris. Real estate investor Bentall Green Oak plans to invest in U.S. dollars $10 billion in Japan over the next 2 to 3 years, of which as much as 70% may go into office buildings in major areas. Potential sales of headquarters by some companies in Tokyo could be very good opportunities for investors to acquire those properties, particularly if those are located in prime locations, said Patrick Wong, a Bloomberg Intelligence real estate analyst. Investors would still be interested in buying now, especially if they expect the vacancy rate to drop again after the COVID-19 pandemic. Tokyo prime office prices fell 7% last year, ending 8 years of gains, and prices may continue to fall slightly in the first half of 2021 before improving in the second. Thanks for listening. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, contact us at info@nippontradings.com. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. Keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market, I'm Pretty Donnelly. Thank you.